On this episode of Audio Gumshoe, a very special Valentine episode produced for Amped New Music Weekly.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
When she knocks on the door, I could sense big trouble. Not just any trouble, but the kind that makes you raise an eyebrow and look for the exit.
Read the shingle, Mac. It says Audio Gumshoe. It's time to uncover some independent music.
Hi everybody, Rich Palmer with Audio Gumshoe, and as you can tell, it has been a while since we've had an episode of Audio Gumshoe. Well, things have been a bit hectic here at the home studios of Audio Gumshoe, and for that I do apologize, but I do want to bring you a special episode that I just produced for the Association of Music Podcasting. As you know, Audio Gumshoe is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting, and this is the show that I have released for this Valentine Week 2013. For Monday, February 11th, and the week of St. Valentine. This is Amped number 374.
You're listening to Amped, the official weekly update for the Association of Music Podcasting.
Ah, yes, the week of St. Valentine. Do we dare promote the gushing affections of one to another? Do we share songs of love? Or do we go with the true story of St. Valentine and his nemesis Claudius II? Well, I have left that up to the various submitting podcasters from the Association of Music Podcasting, and I hope that you'll enjoy this week's episode of Amped New Music Weekly. Let's see what they have in store for us today.
Just a love that you
Chris from Canada sent us that submission. This is one of our newest members of the Association of Music Podcasting and the show Insomnia Radio Canada. Check it out at canada.insomniaradio.net. The song was Love the Sinner, Hate the Sin by Montreal's Elephant Stone. They were formed in 2009 by sitarist-bassist Rishi Dhir and is one of the most highly sought-out sitar players in the psychedelic music scene. He's recorded and toured with the Black Angels, Brian Jonestown Massacre, The Horrors, The Soundtrack of Our Lives, and many more. Chris played the track on Insomnia Radio Canada show number 9, and the show is now past number 10. Go check it out, canada.insomniaradio.net, and of course check out Elephant Stone at elephantstonemusic.com. Here's a beautiful piece of romantic jazz coming from Edgar Gabriel String Fusion. It's an exciting jazz fusion ensemble from Chicago with former Cirque du Soleil electric violinist Edgar Gabriel at the helm. This group fuses elements of rock, classical, and world music into its intelligent, entertaining character. Dave played this track way back on episode 52 of the Bugcast, almost 4 years ago, and this was before his gorgeous wife Caroline joined the show later on that year. This track caught Dave's attention because of its clean instrumentation and his own appreciation of jazz fusion. Catch the Bugcast at thebugcast.org. Catch Edgar Gabriel String Fusion at stringfusion.com. Here is Would You Be My Valentine?
Valentine. how the dice of evolution came up with a surprise to make these tiny particles come alive, come alive, come alive, alive, alive. Cosmic blanket of meaning. When dust cherishes no memories, it makes you wonder where the man needs a life to survive. Man needs a life.
Very nice, very smooth track called Madagascar by The Black Atlantic. It was submitted to us by Dan Lynch at Rat Hole Radio. The Black Atlantic are an acoustic four-piece who hail from the Netherlands. In recent years, they've gone from strength to strength, playing big festivals and winning new fans all over the world. They're even set to play three times at this year's South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Their laid-back acoustic sound and harmonies can soothe the pain out of any bad day, it seems. And this track that we heard is from their debut 2010 album, Reverence for Fall Trees. You can find it on Bandcamp, Jamendo, and many other places. Just hit their website to find out more. Dan says he encourages you to check these guys out, and of course, check him out at Rat Hole Radio, ratholeradio.org.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Thank you.
Such a haunting song with such a sad sentiment. This was submitted to us by Stuart Morrison over at Insomnia Radio UK. Find him at uk.insomniaradio.net. We heard Foxtails Brigade, The Unloved. Foxtails Brigade released this as a single, the first from their new album Time Is Past, and it was released in November this past year. The song is an Eleanor Rigby-esque look at the lonely and forsaken, set to a dreamy wash of guitars and the ethereal vocals of front girl Laura Weinbach. Foxtails Brigade makes chamber pop out of Oakland, California, and this was played on the Insomnia Radio Daily Dose. Find the group at facebook.com/foxtailsbrigade. Hopefully they'll come up with their own website sometime soon. And of course, as I said before, Stuart Morrison can be found at Insomnia Radio UK at uk.insomniaradio.net. Up next, a song submitted to us by Graham Holland at the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. Graham always has a great selection of acoustic songs for you to hear on his show, and this submission is no different. This from a man named Leon Russellson. And he says he didn't mean it. Now, Valentine's Day brings nice, if somewhat expensive, meals, cards, presents, chocolates, flowers, and what about the rest of the year? Leon Russellson has been a stalwart of the radical folk scene for over 50 years, and his observations on life, love, and relationships are scarily and humorously accurate, as this song, I Didn't Mean It, proves. It's taken from the album Russell Songs, available to buy from Leon's website at leonrusselson.co.uk. Make sure you check out It's a Frog's Life at itsafrogslife.net/podcast. He didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it. I didn't mean I didn't say that. I didn't say that. But if I said that, I didn't mean it. You know, I never know, I couldn't ever hurt you. I wouldn't hurt you, I didn't hurt you. And if I did, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I didn't, I didn't, I didn't, I didn't mean it. I don't know how it started, it was like a thunder dart out of the clear and peaceful blue. I may have made a joke, was that a reason to explode? You must have known it wasn't aimed at you. You said I put you down, of course I laughed and called you daft, and then it seemed to escalate. But let's get it straight, it was you who threw the first plate. I didn't mean it, I didn't mean, I didn't say that, I didn't say that. But if I said that, I didn't mean it. You know, I never know, I couldn't ever hurt you. I wouldn't hurt you, I didn't hurt you. And if I did, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I didn't, I didn't, I didn't, I didn't mean it. With those Exocet missiles flying round my head, you should have known it was a dangerous game.
I've had a lot of practice and I've been well trained to take good and careful aim. I must have made at least a dozen direct hits, although of course I wasn't keeping the score. And it looked like the place had been hit by a nuclear war. I didn't mean it, I didn't mean I didn't hurt you, I didn't hurt you. But if I hurt you, I didn't mean it. You know, I never know, I couldn't ever do that. I wouldn't do that, I didn't do that. And if I did, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I didn't, I didn't, I didn't, I didn't mean it. You told me if I loved you, I'd know what you really wanted. Wasn't that just another attack? You said I ought to leave, and then you said that if I did, I better never come back. And how was I to know that when you told me I should go, you really wanted me to stay? I've got no pride, and why do I have to be the one to give way? I didn't mean it, I didn't mean I didn't do that, I didn't do that. And if I did that, I didn't mean it. You know, I never know, I couldn't ever leave you. I wouldn't leave you, how could I leave you? And if I did, I wouldn't mean it, I wouldn't mean it. I wouldn't, I wouldn't, I wouldn't, I wouldn't, I wouldn't, I wouldn't, I wouldn't.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
I don't want to be a decent lover. I want to be the one you can't be without. When I'm away, I want you to suffer. I want to be the one you can't sleep without. Oh no, I won't take just
taken from their debut album released in August 2012. This is the almost eponymously titled track, Decent Lover, from Asheville, North Carolina's Decent Lovers. The album is available to download for $5 at thedecentlovers.com and is released under a Creative Commons license. You can find them at thedecentlovers.com, and Johnny over at Edinburgh Man Podcast submitted that song to us for this episode of Amped New Music Weekly. Find his show at edinburghman.com. Next up, Ro from the Dark Compass Podcast has submitted a very appropriate song to this week's theme from David Bronson, a songwriter and producer in New York City. After a number of years of writing, producing, and recording, he's finished a 22-song cycle broken into two albums entitled The Long Lost Story. The records tell of a young man's loss of hope and identity following the death of a young love, and the prolonged, arduous, and life-changing journey to refine them. Story, the second part of the double album cycle, was released in the summer of 2002 to be followed shortly by The Long Lost. And the track is taken from Story. It's called Momentary. It was played only last week on Dark Compass 559, which you can find at darkcompass.com. Find David Bronson at davidbronsonmusic.com. Here is Momentary.
I take step out the doorway, see the mountain there before me. A wishful thinking sort of story, no time to wallow in the doubt. Footsteps fall, they're hesitating, the remnants of a life in waiting can't be allowed to lurk about. A heart that's bound behind steel shackles, looking forwards, falling backwards. Such a sad, ill-fated fracture, think I should readjust my route. Go the way where you will be, 'cause I don't want to live without. And if I something crucial, just my senses just forgotten, we have content of our, given everything, all tools, the breath of life, the very sun, still can't seem to fill these holes. They must be cut here for a reason, arbitrary feels like madness, when's the last time something led? Nothing else beyond itself. When all that really matters, a return to heart and home. And if I give it everything, soon enough this too will only be one more memory.
Visit our official website at www.musicpodcasting.org.
On a run, it's hard to know what's good for you.
That voice probably sounds familiar to you, as it should. That's Vanessa Carlton, of course, from A Thousand Miles fame. Vanessa Carlton's track takes a look at the prospect of love from the viewpoint of someone recently stung by it. It is from her fourth album, Rabbits on the Run, released 2011 on Razor and Tie, and it was recorded at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studios at Box near Bath, England. It appears that she's back there at the end of the week to get working on her new album. The studios are actually quite stunning, says Peter Clitheroe over at Suffolk and Cool. He says you should take a look at realworldstudios.com, and there's a video for the track in the show notes at Suffolk and Cool number 360, which you can find at suffolkandcool.com. Vanessa Carlton's song Carousel that we just heard can be found at vanessacarlton.com among her many other albums. Make sure you take a look. Don't forget that you can find links to everything mentioned on today's show at amped.musicpodcasting.org. That includes artist links and, of course, all of the podcaster links right there, amped.musicpodcasting.org. Yannick at Yotropi Radio Rock has given us a reason to change gears a bit with this next track. The song is called Reason to Get Even. It seems very appropriate to today's theme, I think, and it's from Tamika, also known as Kaspar Kaspar. Tamika is an Australian artist. As the old adage says, she's been singing since she could open her mouth, and at age 9, she started to perform for audiences and join an amateur music theater. In 2011, after moving to the city of Victoria, she found her inner rock chick and started singing covers of groups such as AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, and many of the other great rock bands. She recorded her first EP, This Is Who I Am, in December 2012, just after turning 18 years of age. Today's track, Reason to Get Even, is the first single of this EP. It's the story of a boy and a girl, but not quite the love story you'd expect for a Valentine's Day episode. Oh well, says Yannick. This track was played last week on Utopia Radio Rock, episode number 29. You can find him at Utopia Radio FR. That's utopia-radio.fr. Find Tamika at tamikak.com. Here is Reason to Get Even.
Yeah.
She's out of here, and so will I be in just a few moments. We are down to the last track on this episode of Amped New Music Weekly. I am your host, Rich Palmer. I host Audio Gumshoe, which you can find at audiogumshoe.com, and I am very pleased to be able to come back from time to time and host this show for you from the Association of Music Podcasting. I do not know who's up for next week's show. It is a mystery. We're going to have a mystery host. Hopefully, I'll get enough word in time to get the hosting chair in the mail, and they'll be able to sit down comfortably as they host the next episode of Amped New Music Weekly. If you want to find out who this guest host may be, make sure you visit musicpodcasting.org and go to amped.musicpodcasting.org to get links to everything on today's show. My final song is a group based from Orlando, Florida. It's five friends who in 2010, through serendipitous means, found one another to form what is now their daily passion called Stockholm. It is a mix of men in their mid-20s, a mix of American and English members. And they came from humble beginnings, but they've now played a packed-out House of Blues, Hard Rock Live, and they've opened for Surfer Blood, The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and The Wanted. You want to check them out at StockholmBand.com. Here is their track from their Eyes in the Dark album, released in June 2012. This one is called Don't Stop Now.
Against the walls, voices heard through the hall. Will you?
have been listening to Amped, the official review podcast for the Association of Music Podcasting. Go check our website at www.musicpodcasting.org to get more news, music, and information on our featured podcasts.
So there you have it. My recent opportunity to host at Amped New Music Weekly from the Association of Music Podcasting. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and if you did like what you hear, make sure you visit the website at musicpodcasting.org, as I mentioned before, and go find out about all of the other member podcasts at the Association of Music Podcasting. I'm Rich Palmer. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Audio Gumshoe. To subscribe or listen online, visit audiogumshoe.com.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
You mean that's all there is?